Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everything you've done in all of our lives, Lord. We just want to ask, Lord, that you be with us through this week, Father. Guide us through all of the decisions that are made, Father, to better benefit this county, Lord. And I just ask that you be with those that are needing of help with health problems, issues, and Lord, those that have lost loved ones, Father, just be with those families. And Lord, I just ask that you be with all of us, and we just thank you again for all that you do.
This is why, if you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, January 7th, 2019, 9:01 a.m. Let's see, do we have anybody on public? Any commission remarks? Road vacations. Let's see, I've got first one on here is vacate a portion of Cedar Valley Road. There's fine. Thank you.
Mr. Steyer, if you don't mind saying your name for the record, that would help.
I am Harold Steyer. I'm appearing for David and Catherine Elliott. As shown by the petition, the Elliott's own lots that are at the end of Cedar Valley Road, which dead ends into their property, the plat, which is attached as Exhibit 1 to the petition, shows that a roadway, which has been designated Cedar Valley Road, goes all the way to Plot 20. Curiously, the survey does not show that roadway is not a part of Plot 20, but I doubt if it was intended that it would be. The Elliott zone from Plot 16 north through Plot 20. They intend to file a replat to merge all of those lots if whether or not this is vacated. There has been a lawsuit filed by the Turners, who own Plot 15, which asked the court to determine that Cedar Valley Road was dedicated to the public, and before that lawsuit was filed, I informed their attorney that we acknowledged that it was a dedicated